my question is, why the DC metro system?
What is the city's vision of what H Street?
I've always wondered about the guys who are doing go-go drumming.
I'm wondering,
What's with Washington?
It's time now for the latest installment of What's with Washington, our reporting project where you ask the questions to help our reporters and producers explore the quirks and mysteries of the Washington region, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And joining me for this latest question is Tayla Burney, a producer of the Kojo Namdi Show. Good morning, Tayla.
Good morning, Matt. I'm excited to be here to tackle an age-old question. Why don't Washingtonians take more fashion risks?
And we heard from a number of listeners on this.
We did. We heard from three listeners, Leah Boll, Daniel Piotrowski, and Amanda Ravitz, who each had some version of that question. And I think the important thing to keep in mind as we tackle this is that they are talking specifically about working Washington. They're talking about professionals who I see making their way to work on the metro every morning and heading into offices throughout the district.
We probably all have some idea about this, but let's just be clear. What is the stereotype?
Well, let's hit the streets and see what people are wearing.
We got to get outside. So, Tayla, here we are in downtown D.C., and perhaps we should just say what we're wearing since we're talking fashion.
We should. It's a hot, hot day here in D.C. You have on an amazing seersucker suit, and I'm wearing gingham, which is another summer classic. I feel like this dress is a little bit Betty Draper.
Sort of a 60s vibe.
Yeah.
Well, I've got on bright purple Vibrams with orange straps and a little toe five-finger shoes and a little dress that I got from H&M for $10, and it's very bright. My name is Taria Newsom Jones, and I'm an optician at Eye Doctors of Washington. I dress on how I feel, and it was kind of gray when I got up this morning at 5:45, so I was as bright as I could be.
I see a woman off to her right here in a pretty bird print, which is a little bit whimsical, but still workplace appropriate.
There's another fashion choice.
Which, the shirtless runner or the...
The shirtless runner.
Okay.
I mean, that does seem to be, in some sense, a fashion decision.
It's a statement.
My name is Heather Platter. I would say that I definitely consider myself a fashion risk taker. I try to play with color and patterns and bring different kinds of outfits into the office where normally it's a very black suit, white top, kind of professional setting. There's no dress down Friday at the VA.
My name's Bob McKeegan, and like half of Washington, I'm an attorney. No, I don't consider myself a fashion risk taker. You see people are in ties every day, and you see people come very casual, polo shirts. So, you know, it runs the full spectrum.
So, Tayla, the full D.C. spectrum, from polo shirts to ties.
It's a vast spectrum. And I think these are people who have a dress code that they have to hew to. It's the reality of their day-to-day work week. And I was wondering if we are, in fact, more conservative than other cities where there are also a lot of people who work in professional fields and have to follow dress code. So I reached out to Edward Yost at the Society for Human Resource Management, and here's what he had to say.
The examples that are presented to us on a pretty consistent basis are the Senate, the president, government in and of itself. You don't see jeans. I mean, even their relaxed dress days are primarily a jacket and a dress shirt, and maybe they've gone without a tie.
I remember a day a few years ago when President Obama wore a tan suit and there was uproar.
Twitter exploded with furor and feelings over the tan suit.
I
remember the day fondly. But, you know, I think that when we're talking about the professional sort of administrative government core of the district, you maybe don't see as much risk and you see a lot more hewing to a conservative aesthetic. But when you start to look outside of that, you start to run into people who maybe are pushing those boundaries and taking risks. People like Shaka King, who runs a design incubator here in the district, working with people who are very interested in fashion and trying to make it a career. So here's what he had on when we met up with him.
I have on one of my white shirts, cotton, stripe, straw hat, tight black jeans, cuffed up to my calves, and these shiny black shoes, a bunch of beaded bracelets, a bunch of silver rings. Those are my staples. I wear them all the time. That's my style. Big, huge Tom Ford glasses, because I like big, huge glasses. I like sunglasses, too, day or night.
Shaka is cutting a really impressive, striking figure, and he looks great. So you have to wonder, what does he think about Washingtonians' fashion choices?
I think they take fashion risks. I just don't think you see hordes of people like you do in a much heavier populated fashion area.
A heavier populated fashion area, Tayla. I imagine he means something more like L.A. or New York.
Here's the challenge for the district, right? We are constantly being compared to New York, but you know, the difference to my mind is that in New York or LA, you have the industry there. The fashion industry is present through design schools and fashion houses that have their headquarters there. So here's Chaka King again explaining why he can get away with dressing the way he does in a city that maybe is more conservative overall.
If I work in the environment that I work in, I can come fashionable every day. If I worked in a more corporate structure, which most people here do, there's a structure to the dress code of the worker here in the District of Columbia.
So Chaka's explaining the real center of this question. Risk depends on context. If you look at places like Silicon Valley, where it's a total norm to wear a t-shirt and hoodie and jeans to work, even if you're a CEO of a company, that's not the norm here in the district. But that's changing, too. We talked to one person who compared fashion in D.C. with the city's exploding food scene. This is Philip Soriano, co-founder of the men's shirt company Hue & Cry.
Fashion has definitely been affected by food. Food was the first troops that came in for creativity, and now it's, I think, fashion and more arts-related stuff.
So as the city continues to evolve, he sees it really becoming a place where people will be more willing to take fashion risks.
Absolutely, and I think it's important for us to remember that it's a very personal decision that we all make every day when we get up and get ready to face the day, which reminds me of something that Taria Newsom-Jones said to us.
You know, if it's not against the dress code at work, wear it. That's how I feel.
If you feel good, look good. Why not?
Why not? Indeed, that's the bottom line for me.
Well, thanks so much, Taylor, for helping look into this question of whether or not Washingtonians are willing to take fashion risks.
Thanks for having me, Matt. It's been fun.
A lot of fun. We also need to thank Claire Donnelly, one of our interns this summer, who did a ton of work helping us put this piece together.
Total rock star.